I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. America First, that's the bumper sticker version of Donald Trump's foreign policy. The Republican presidential nominee has said putting America first would mean closing the door to Muslims entering the United States. And for Trump, refugees from Syria pose a special risk. Many Republican governors agree. They've told the Obama administration they don't want people from Syria settling in their states. But the White House says it actually succeeded in meeting its goal of resettling 10,000 Syrian refugees here in the U.S. And one group that's been actively helping those refugees is evangelical Christians. We've got Pastor Bob Roberts from Northwood Church in Keller, Texas, on the line with us. So your state's governor, Greg Abbott, has kind of taken the lead on this, telling the White House that Texas didn't want Syrian refugees. What have people at your church been doing about that?
Well, our church has a huge ministry to refugees. We have for the past several years, and part of those refugees are Syrians. And it's sad because they just came from a war-torn area. They've been in refugee camps. They've been fearing for their lives. And they've come to Texas, and they're rather quiet because they know that they're not wanted, and they're somewhat fearful. But most of the ones that we've related to, if not all of them, are people who have legitimate concerns, and they care about their families, and they need help. And so we're helping them.
Do you and the Syrians there feel like you're surrounded by people who don't want you?
I would say the Syrians probably feel that way because of our media. But I would say that the majority of evangelical Christians, they do care about the refugees. Our church has been doing this for many years. And so they realize that you can't put a political sticker on everybody's back. And so it's worth facing some criticism for the sake of doing what Jesus has commanded us to do.
Well, there's some Christian leaders who follow the lead of Donald Trump on this. Reverend Franklin Graham, for example, he supports the ban on Muslims entering the U.S. How do other evangelicals respond when you say that Christians need to help Syrian refugees, all refugees?
I think maybe Franklin Graham missed Sunday school on that Sunday, because Jesus makes it very clear in Matthew 25 that we're supposed to love people to the degree that we feed them, we clothe them, we care for them. And loving takes a large risk with people. The risk, however, of being hard-hearted toward the rest of the world far outweighs the risk of somebody coming through that's going to create some other problems. Because the reality is the world is connected now. This idea that we live on little islands and we can keep everybody out, it's crazy. It's just not our world anymore.
Have you had a chance to speak with Governor Abbott in Texas about his position on refugees?
No, I haven't, but I disagree with him. I like my governor. I think he's a great man. I pray for him. I admire him. The reality is we're not letting in that many refugees to begin with. And contrary to what people say, I don't care who becomes the next president. We can tighten the way that we screen refugees, but it's already incredibly tight. Are there going to be people get through? Yes, there are always going to be people get through. You're never going to be able to foolproof a system, but you can't shut down everything. And here's the thing, we're not going to shut down everything. The problem is, in the meantime, all the harsh rhetoric creates an us against them mentality, an atmosphere of fear mongering, an atmosphere of xenophobia. And then when the rest of the world watches our media played out in America, they don't know what to make of us. And so the reality is the damage is done by the rhetoric, regardless of what ultimately happens. It's very problematic.
Pastor, let me ask you one final thing. As an evangelical, is one part of your agenda with refugees, Muslim refugees, to convert them to Christianity? Would that even be a fringe benefit for you?
Let me make it real clear to you. I want the whole world to know about Jesus. I would love for everybody to follow Jesus. But we have a saying in our church, and it's simply this: serve not to convert, serve because you're converted. And we can spend all our time trying to push religion down other people's throats, but I'm telling you, it's unhealthy. Do I want to see people follow Jesus? Yes. Am I going to help somebody if they say, no, I'm never going to follow Jesus? You bet I'm going to help them, because Jesus would help them. My commitment to loving other people is based on the fact that they are created in the image of God. And God said, love God and love others. And so I'm going to love others whether they follow my faith or not.
Pastor Bob Roberts with the Northwood Church in Keller, Texas. Thank you for your time today.
Hey, Marco, thank you very much.